Hello, hi. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Mimi Moments podcast. That might not be the name forever, but that's the name right now as I'm trying to figure this out. I'm not gonna lie, I'm feeling a little insecure about this whole podcast thing, but I'm gonna try to be consistent and see if I'll feel better. This is a straight up experiment, and if I get nothing out of this, I get to document my thoughts, you know, streams of consciousness or whatever. So I had this really, really inspiring, eye-opening conversation earlier today, and I wanted to share it so you can listen to this while you're cleaning or commuting. I want to chat. If you're open to having a super soul moment with me, stay tuned. Okay. So I'm very passionate about being a kind person. I pride myself on it. I think it's important. I talk about it a lot. If you know me personally, I think it's way more important as a person to be kind than it is to be nice. And I want to quickly explain that before I go into the conversation that I had with the girl. I'm going to just say her name is Jenny. Right. Okay. So kindness, I believe kindness comes from a place of empathy and compassion for other people. I think kindness comes from a place of good intention. I think when you're niceness for me, there's always something fake and surface about being nice. And often there is an ulterior motive when people are being nice. You want to be nice because you want to be perceived a certain way. You want to be nice because you want to gain something. You want to be nice because you want the certain behavior to be reciprocated. I don't think niceness comes from a genuinely good place. And I think it's very performative. Like we, especially as women, we've been raised to be nice. And even if it means, you know, not really making decisions or speaking on things in the way that we like that reflect how we truly feel, we just want to be nice. And I think that's why there are a lot of friendships with women that break down, because everyone wants to be nice and play nice because we've been told to play nice for so long that no one really taught us about kindness, which I think requires more depth, more understanding, and more honesty with yourself and with others. So when I got to a point in my life where I realized I was being way too nice to everyone, and it wasn't even good for me or the other person because I kept putting myself in positions where I was being taken advantage of, and then I realized that even in me doing these things repeatedly and knowing that I was being taken advantage of, I allowed myself to be in those positions because I had an ulterior motive, and I had to get real with myself about that. And I think a lot of people often don't want to. I had to really come to grips with the fact that my niceness came from a place of validation seeking, like wanting to be liked, wanting to be loved, wanting to be friends with everyone. So I was being nice and overextending myself to get that same type of treatment back. It wasn't just for the sake of doing something good for someone. It was like I always would be upset and I would feel betrayed by people because when a time came and I needed something, it wasn't reciprocated. And it's like, I feel like when you're kind, you don't do things with the expectation that someone's gonna look out for you in return. You do things from a place of just genuine kindness. But when you're nice, you do good things for people because you want it back. And that goes back to when we were in school and everyone taught us that golden rule of treating people how you want to be treated. I think that is just bullshit. It's important to be kind, not to be nice. Okay. I just want to make that clear. That's coming from my chest. And making that change and that switch in my thinking completely changed the way I interact with people, how honest I am, who I allow into my life, and it helped me to be more honest and not just say what I think anybody wants to hear. Especially I can say as a Libra, Libras are very, very, very worried about hurting other people's feelings. So often we're not the most honest. Not like I'm lying about things. I just withhold the truth because I want to be nice and I don't want to hurt your feelings. And I realize in withholding truth and lying is not kind behavior. So focusing my shift on not being known as a nice person that everyone likes, but knowing within myself that I am kind, and know that I'm moving the world with kindness always first, allowed me to be more respectful of others, allowed me to be more honest with others about anything and be more honest with myself and be kinder to myself. Okay? Okay. To add on to that, going back to the golden rule of treating others how you treat yourself, I feel robbed. I feel tricked. I feel deceived. I feel wronged that I was ever taught that golden rule. I don't think it's accurate. I think that you should learn that when you're a little kid so that you can like play nice on the playground. But in the adult world, in the young adult world, you need to learn the real golden rule, which is treat others. Wait, I almost messed it up. Treat yourself how you want others to treat you. Let me say it again. Treat yourself the way you want others to treat you. If you are not on time for yourself, if you are not responsible for yourself, if you don't keep your commitments to yourself, keep your word to yourself, follow through for yourself, be honest to yourself, love yourself, how do you think anyone else is going to treat you? Why would you expect anyone to treat you better than you treat yourself? You let people know how to treat you based on how you treat yourself, how you care for yourself, how you respect yourself in every aspect of your life. This is in friendships and in your professional life. And it took me a long, way too long to be real about myself and understand that. That just being nice to everyone is not going to result in me moving ahead in life. And most importantly, it's not going to result in me being respected. I can be liked. People like me. I've done a really good job all of my life to be very well liked, very charming. I love talking to people, and that's genuine. I really do love communicating and connecting and learning and meeting new people, and I'm genuinely interested, and that's great. But at the base of every relationship, there should be respect. And I think if you don't treat yourself with respect in terms of respecting your own time and not being late to places, respecting your own word and doing the things that you say we're going to do, even if it's something that's just for yourself, that no one around you would even know that you didn't do, then why do you think anyone else is going to do it for you just because of how you treat them? Oftentimes, a lot of people that I come across on social media will be like, oh my God, I can relate. Like, I'm too nice to everyone. I'm too nice to everyone. People always betray me. But no one ever takes a step back to say, what have I been doing to myself? How have I been treating myself? And then letting everyone see how I treat myself. How have I been doing that? And what message have I been sending to the world of what to expect from me and how to perceive me? Like, people can still love you and not respect you. And I had this conversation with Jenny because we had a situation where she put us both in that position of not respecting her own word and committing to her own things. And I had expectations of her that she did not fulfill. So, and I'm a very understanding person. So instead of being angry, I decided to act with kindness. I addressed the situation. There was money exchange. I expected a service. But I also was very compassionate and understanding, being that I am someone who's also working on these things. And I saw myself in her. And for some reason, seeing those faults in her, in recognizing that it was a mirror of myself, was really eye-opening, because I got to step outside. And then we had this huge breakthrough for both of us, because I came to the realization as I was talking to her about how she made me feel with that situation and what we could have done differently. It brought me to a realization, and I'm going to share it with you after this quick break. I really wanted to share a song that I'm loving, and then we can get right back into the Super Soul. For those of you who don't listen to Afrobeats, this is by Afrobeats artist Flavor, featuring one of our Afrobeat queens, Olamide. It's called Crazy Love, and I hope you like it. All right, that was Crazy Love by Flavor and Yemi Alade. I hope that you enjoyed the song as much as I do. And if you have time, make sure you check out the music video because the visuals are bomb. So I wanted to jump right back into all the things we were talking about. So Jenny and I were having this conversation about the situation that we were both in because of overpromising and under-delivering. I told her, I expressed my disappointment, but I also understood why she made the mistakes that she did. And she was it was a very transparent conversation. And she explained how she always says yes to things and over-delivers. So then we got into the conversation about being realistic about who you are in the moment and knowing when to work around yourself as opposed to stop being like to stop change trying to change who you are. And this is like seems really complicated for me to explain, but she completely understood what I was trying to say. So I'm going to try to explain it to you so that you know what I mean. And maybe you might relate to this or know someone in your life who can relate to this. So if you do, make sure you share it with that person. I think a lot of people often have this, we all have this ideal version of ourselves, like the person who has everything together, who's going to the gym regularly, who is traveling, who has a great job and a good relationship and popping hair, skin, nails, teeth, everything, right? This person always delivers everything on time, is reliable, is responsible, is everything that you want to be in your mind. This is your ideal version of yourself, right? This is the person that you've always dreamt that you could be. And this is the person that everyone has always told you you could be, or on the outside, people think that you are. So then I think sometimes, I'm going to speak for myself, I've caught myself a lot in life overpromising, because I know that the ideal version of myself would be able to deliver. Does that make sense? Like, the ideal Mimi has got her shit together so well that she can do everything she says that she's going to do in a timely manner, efficiently, and with high quality. That is the ideal version of myself. The me that I know that I've had the potential to be all my life, who's performing at the top of her abilities, right? Then there's the reality of who I am in the current moment. And that person who takes much longer to do things, who is forgetful, who is easily distracted, low-key ADD, like that person cannot do all the things that the ideal version of me can, the ideal version. So when I'm asked to do things, I say yes, because I'm functioning as the ideal version of myself who can say yes and deliver. And then the real person, the person I am currently, has to do the work to deliver things, and I don't meet the deadlines. I don't show up on time. I forget something. I'm always feeling like I'm in a reactionary state because I am trying to perform this ideal version of myself, and that's not really who I am right now. And it's hard when all of your life you've been told you had such great potential. It's hard when all of your life you've been told you're so smart and everyone likes you and everyone like sees the best in you and everyone believes in you, and you start to want to be that person like a little too prematurely. It's weird, and it's hard to explain how that can like mess you up like mentally, but it does sometimes, because you agree to do things that in reality the person who you are currently cannot actually do. And then you end up in situations where the perception of you and the reality of you don't match up, and then that leads to like depression, anxiety, and in my case, a lot of fear and a lot of like paralysis. Like I catch myself not doing anything because I'm so overwhelmed with all of the things that I have promised myself and others that I would do. And then I don't know where to start. And because I'm a Libra, I overthink and I get overwhelmed and then I just stop because I don't know what's the right step to take or the best step to take. So then I don't take any step. And then everything feels important, even though it's not urgent. So when we spoke about this, I definitely, like, she had an aha moment. Because from all of our conversations in the past, Jenny's always like, people take me more seriously than I take myself. Like, all these people think I'm so amazing and I don't see that in me. And the thing is that you try to live up to what everyone sees you as instead of being real about who you are. And it's weird because if you were really honest about who you are, you would end up being that ideal person. And I hope I'm not losing you and I hope that I'm not confusing you. So it's like, Mimi, can you come with me downtown this Saturday to go shopping for my graduation dress, right? That's the hypothetical situation. And because the ideal version of me is always available and can be that friend that can like hold you down and do those things, I will say yes right away, immediately, not thinking about, well, you also did tell your mom you were going to come over and cook with her. You also did tell your partner that you were going to clean out this closet so that he could use it. Like, you also told yourself that you were going to edit a video and post it. And so now you've said yes to everyone because in your ideal world, the ideal version of yourself can like deliver and do all these things and structure your day in a way where you can clean the closet, go visit your mom, take your friend downtown, still have time to edit your video. Like, I'm trying to explain my thinking. Like, in my ideal world, like, I have all day and evening and night. I can do it. The reality of who I am, though, cannot do all those things. Why? Because I haven't mastered my time management. Why? Because I am someone who is so easily distracted, who like comes up with new tasks while I'm working on a certain task. And I have to allot myself time to get distracted and then get back. It's like, if you know you always get lost, you should like factor that into the time when you are deciding to go somewhere. Like, 9 times out of 10, I will get lost. I will go the wrong way. I will read the map incorrectly. So I have to give myself a 30-minute cushion in case, right? That's like the logical thing to do. So when Jenny and I were talking, I had an aha moment as I was giving her the aha moment that we over-deliver, over-promise. No, we overpromise and underdeliver because we're not being realistic about who we are and our abilities as in the present moment. And we live in the fantasy of who everyone thinks we are and the potential and the belief that is projected onto us. And you move in a way that doesn't actually align with who you are. I hope that wasn't too rambly and I hope that you get it. So focusing on being really realistic about who you are can dramatically change who you become. I think a lot of times all these self-help and motivational books and quotes just tell you to just like, you can just change. You could just like apply this new habit and become this person over time, as opposed to learn about this new habit that you need to master. And then you have to try to apply it with consideration to who you are in the present. I'm not going to be someone who is just going to wake up at 5 a.m. and start working out tomorrow or next month or even in the next 6 months. Ideally, in my ideal state, in 3 to 6 months, I could do it. The reality of who I am, now that I can face that and own it and understand that, cannot do it in 6 months. Someone else can. I need a year. I need to give myself a year to attempt to build the skill, to grow that muscle, to fail, to fail again, to regress, then to try again and progress and get it. Instead of thinking that I'm just gonna do this in 3 months and I'm just going to get things right. It's not realistic. It's functioning in your fantasy self, your ideal self, your Instagram self, not who you really are. And I'm going to give you some actionable tips that I shared with Jenny that I've been practicing to help you be more realistic so that you don't overpromise, underdeliver, and then end up not respecting yourself and being respected by others. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Oh. One of the things that I have started incorporating into my life in terms of getting real with who I am, I don't say yes right away. I always say, I'm going to think about it or I'm going to get back to you. I don't know yet. That's number one. Number two is if you find yourself, because in the beginning you won't get it right away. If you find yourself in a position where you have promise to do something and you can't do it, immediately communicate that you thought you could do it and you can't. Do not wait for someone else to follow up with you about doing something. Immediately communicate that you've overcommitted and you cannot do it. You will be much happier for it, and so will the other person, because you were transparent and you were honest about what you are able to do. No one can fault you for what you can't do. People will fault you for not saying something at the appropriate time. Don't wait for someone to hit you up. Don't wait for someone to follow up with you before you say, actually, I can't do it. That's number two. Number three, give yourself more time than you need to do everything. More time than you think you need, because you probably need the time. If you're anything like me and you're relating to everything I'm talking about, give yourself more time. So if you know that it will take you like a week to get something done, tell the person it will take you 2 weeks. So that way you can over deliver. You're giving yourself an opportunity to win. Respect and pride for yourself. Always, always, always give yourself more time. And you might need to give yourself more time when there's no one else involved. I have this idealistic way of thinking that it will take me 2 hours to complete a task that really takes 4 hours. So now I have to be honest with myself and say, you know what? Maybe the ideal version of yourself could complete this task in 2 hours, but who you really are and the way you really move and how easily distracted you get, you're gonna need 4 hours. So you kind of allot time for that and reduce the amount of things that you promise that you're going to do for yourself and for others on a daily basis. No more than three things. Don't try to do more than three top priority things. That way, if you get all those things done, you can tackle other tasks. I have a bad habit of trying to get 20 things done in a day and I end up getting one done because now I've overwhelmed myself and I've started to do 20 different tasks and not finished even three. You know what I mean? These are actionable things that you can start doing right now. Don't say you're going to show up somewhere when you know you don't really want to go or you don't think you have the time. Don't say you're going to do something that you really don't want to do or you cannot do. Stop overpromising and underdelivering because it's detrimental to who you are and the development of who you are. And even though it won't stop people from loving you and caring about you, it will stop people from respecting you. And respect is all you have at the end of the day. Love comes and goes. People need to be able to depend on you. And more importantly, you need to be able to depend on yourself. You need to be able to believe yourself when you say you're going to do something. You need to be able to commit to something, say it, and do it. Your body, your words, everything has to be in alignment in order for you to get to where you want to go in life. I feel like this was a very rambly, Mimi Moments conversation. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you got something out of this. Let me know if I hit the nail on the head for you or if I'm speaking about somebody that you know. And please share this with whoever you want to share with. As always, you are bomb AF for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay beautiful.